just dry your eyes. Keep your head in the master's hand. You truly stay. And brother, you do the same too. Just have faith in God. I know He'll see you through. Destination. Rise above your heartache and frustration. Y'all move on up. You got to move on up. Move on up. We got to move on up.
Returning guest, Gullah Soul Music with Lee Austin. He has some new music for you fans out there. And thank you all for tuning in. The show has begun. Phone line is open if you want to call in and give a shout out to Lee Austin and I. All right, that song there. Move on up, Lee Austin. What's up with that jam right there?
Yeah, man, it's time for everybody to move on up, man, and get to that next level. You know, these past several months, the last year, as a matter of fact, you know, it's been rough on everybody. So, you know, I believe it's time for everybody to focus and focus on the positive, and they don't lay on the negative so much, man. And it's time to increase. Let's get on the increase here. That song is basically a song to encourage us, you know, and to look within. And if nobody else is gonna lift you up, man, you gotta learn how to lift ourselves up and keep moving. So let's move on up, y'all. Let's go on and let's get positive minded and let's make some movement here. Yeah, that's what this song was about.
That's right. Yeah. I agree with you totally. You gotta keep it moving. So as we move along in the show, I'd like to ask you what you've been doing, Lee, as far as traveling, live performances, studio time on new music. What you been up to?
Oh, yeah, man. I tell you, the grind is real. You know that with me. The grind is always real. And, yeah, I've been, it just got off the road from Louisiana, and we had another event today, this afternoon, so I'm just making it back in to make the show this evening. And so with new recordings and trying to get things moving with live events, of course, and all of that, and that's basically what I've been working on, and making movement with a radio show with blogtalkradio.com on Let's Do It All in the Mall.
Yeah.
com, and then with that, and then I'm trying to also help other nonprofits and churches that
right.
have people that are working some of their equipment, and I go in and I give basic audio engineering training.
Wow.
To show them what to do with their equipment. I've been doing a lot of that lately.
Okay.
And so
yeah.
giving some tips on music theory, so as they're operating these sound boards, you know, to show them how to do it properly so they can get the sound that they're looking for. So
wow.
Working with musicians, showing them music theory. A lot of people are playing music, but they don't understand the music theory part on how we make everything make sense. And so I've been doing a lot of that, a little bit more giving back,
right.
if you will. A lot of giving back now. So God's been good to me. So I know how to give back and reach back and help build others up as well. So that's what I've been doing, staying busy.
Oh, that's awesome. That is so
yeah.
awesome. That's good.
Yeah.
Now, are you just doing the sound training there in your state, or do you
no.
travel? Or oh,
I actually travel. That's a good question. I actually
wow.
freelance.
Wow.
For those of you listening, I freelance this stuff. As most of you that have been following me for a while, you know that I have a mobile recording studio, but I also freelance in other areas as well. So I'm in Louisiana, I'm in Alabama, wherever
wow.
people need me to come and show them what to do with their sound equipment so they can make it better, that's what I do. And I have no problem hitting the road to come and help you. And so, you know, that's something that I do. I love doing. I love helping people. I love pouring into others and being a blessing to them as well as I've been blessed. So, yes, ma'am, I do travel, and I will come to wherever you are. All you others, reach out to me. Let's talk about it, and then let's make some arrangements. And I'll get on there
wow.
and come see you.
Y'all hear that? He got it going
oh, yeah.
on. You've been engineering and your music career for over 25 years, 30 years, is that correct?
Yes, about right at 30 years.
Yeah.
And so all the engineering and music production and
yes.
And so man, I've been having a blast. I'm living the dream. And so it's a lot of hard work, of course. I make it look easy. I tell everybody that I work with, I make it look easy, but I'm still, you know, using a lot of math, a lot of, like, say, music theory, a whole
yeah.
lot of what I've learned, I'm still doing that. And so,
yeah.
But like I said, I don't mind sharing and teaching and helping others that want to better themselves. I know a lot of people that have their own recording studios, you know, and either a home recording studio or a studio they built,
mm-hmm.
and they'll ask me, hey, man, can you come and show me what to do with this stuff? Yeah, I have no problem with that. So
right.
whatever you need, y'all just let me know out there.
Well,
I'd be glad to help you.
Heard it from the man, Mr. Austin.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah,
Lee, for the curious listeners out there, introduce yourself. Tell them about your music journey and the reason behind your music genre, Gullah Soul Music, the kind of music you do. Go right ahead.
My name is Lee Austin, and I started this in 1986. I was still in high school. I was about maybe 16 years old, and I did my first recording back in 86. And from 86 all the way up to now, that's what I've been doing. Gullah Soul is my heritage. I'm Gullah Geechee. Southeast Georgia and the Georgia Low Country area. That's where I'm from. My family, they originated in the Carolinas during slavery, from Cherry Hill all the way down in those, in that area, and we just branched out. Of course, others branched out in other areas of the United States and even over in the UK. But you know, but my branch of who we are came from down there in the Southeast Georgia area, down in the Low Country area, along I-17, I-95 corridor down there. And so the Gullah Soul basically is a brand of my heritage and what the soul of my people means to me and who I am. And so I just incorporate that with the brand of my music. And so when you listen to my music, then you're getting the soul of who I am as being Gullah. And that's how all that ties in.
All right. And your music, you do the funk? Soul and spirituals, gospels.
Yes.
And a lot of folks don't understand that, so I want to make sure you explain that on air, the reason why you do that music. And yes, and thank you for that information. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I have a caller that's on standby before I start spinning some more of your music. Caller, area code 502. Go ahead and state your name and speak.
Yeah, this is William Sporty T, comedian, calling from Louisville, Kentucky.
All right, Sporty T.
I want to give Austin a shout out. You know, I like his music. I love it. It's old school. We got that old school flavor. You know, it's in your back.
Thank you, bro. I appreciate that.
Send you back, you know, it took me back, you know, it takes me back.
Thank you.
You know,
appreciate that.
Take me back to old school time and all the good times that I had.
Yeah.
I met you, Curtis Mayfield. So that's good. I love it.
I appreciate that, bro.
I still want to try to bring you, put you on my platform. I'm working on some stuff right now for another show that I have here in Louisville.
All right. All right. I'm looking forward to that.
Well, all right. And William, thank you for calling in. We got
Thank
get
you.
The
Appreciate
the show.
It.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you. All right.
Thank you.
So you can stay online and listen. Lee Austin, I would like to play Home. What is the story behind this track that you're pushing the most?
Yeah, Home is very, very personal to me, as I know people that may not be from GA. All of us have come from somewhere, you know, and we remind ourselves how when we grew up and just going home or be around people that were home, family and friends that, you know, we spent time with, and you hadn't seen him in a while. So although this is about my home back in GA and my family members, my family tree, which I call my family, you know, everybody can relate to this song because, you know, it's somebody out there ain't been home for a while, ain't seen home for a while. And so, you know, you may not be from GA, but you can be able to relate to what I'm saying. So that's why Home right now, and because of so many things are going on, you know, in this time, man. It's nothing like your family and friends, your real friends, man, that, you know, and with the real love, you know. And so that's why I created this song, because, it reminded me of home, reminded me of my loved ones who are not with us no more. And we reminisce and we think about the good times and we think about all the things that were said. Y'all remember some of the people that used to tell you, you know, some tidbits about life. They give you some gold nuggets, some things for you to live by, you know, you to chew on, you know.
Right.
A lot of those folks ain't here no more. You come on here, you know, a lot of folks ain't here. Grandmama them ain't here no more. You
right.
know, but they used to
right.
tell us about life. Grandpa and them and,
yes.
and the aunts and different you know, uncles. Oh. I mean, they used to sit you down under the tree somewhere, man,
yes.
tell you, boy, look at this
right.
and that. So
yes.
they're not here no more. But home, everybody out there can relate to that because I know somebody out there has some uncles, some aunties, some grandmamas, mm-hmm. somebody out there that
oh, yeah.
was able to tell you some stuff. So this is what home is about.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for that information. I will
You're
be at home. You stay in your seat, Lee. We'll be right back.
All right. All right.
I came from Cherry Hill, Route 17, 95 style to the sea. I rock that girl style. I came from Cherry Hill, Route 17, 95 south to the sea. Georgia, would you be missing me? Now I made it on the sea. Good to see my family's tree. By the time my headlights turn on 17, you're so deep in my mind. Just thinking, it's been a long time. Girl of you and girl of me, we're our family, that's what we be. So go ahead and rock your style. I'm proud to be a girl of child. Girl of me and girl of you. From head to toe, we're all girl of true. So rock your style. Be proud you're a girl of child.
Cherry Hill, Route 17.
That's where I come from.
95 South to the sea.
A girl or child,
Cherry
Hill, rock your girl style, man.
Yeah,
to the strength.
Rock your girl style.
I'm proud to be a girl or child,
Cherry Hill,
I guess I'll go down there
to the sea.
My mama and them, my cousin them, my aunties and them, uncles and them. Sitting around that mountain, give me a plate of red rice. Yeah, man, some cornbread. Oh, man, yeah. That's that gullah style, man. That's a gullah right there. And I guess I'll go down there. Shoulder Chapel, AME, man. Listen to the Taylor Tapper. Tell me some good news today. Oh, yeah, man. Oh, yeah, man. And I'll just kick back, lay back, and reminisce about grandmama and them. Reminisce about my aunties and uncles and them and all my folks, man. South Carolina, North Carolina, where you at? Georgia, where you at? Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Florida, where you at? Alabama, where you at? Kentucky, Tennessee, Alabama, Louisiana, California, New York, Alaska, UK, all of y'all, where all of y'all at right now? Yeah, man, wherever you at, rock that gullah style. Yeah, it's all you. Uh-huh, yeah. Uh-huh. All of y'all. All of y'all. Gullah child. Yeah, man.
All right, gullah
yeah,
child.
Man.
That is
yeah,
home. That is home by Lee Austin. It puts me back in the memories where I lived down there in Birmingham, Alabama, with my
yeah.
uncle and my grandma and all them. I hung around with my elders. And, yes, I really miss that. Thank you for that
yeah.
track right there, home.
You're welcome.
I
yeah.
fell in love with that track right there. Thank you, Lee Austin. As we move along in the show, I would like to ask you for your website information, your social media information. Go right ahead.
All right. Yeah, for those of you listening out there, and I'm telling you, I've been very grateful to all of you all for your shares and for your downloads. for your emails and comments. And for those of you just now tuning in to Lee Austin Gullah Soul Music and his movement, you can find me at https://numberonemusic.com/Lee Austin. And there you can find everything about Lee Austin, Gullah Soul Music. The music you're listening to tonight, you can find about 80-something, 90-something, whatever it is on there. I got a whole lot of songs on there, different styles. I mean, you can just go take your pick. You go to numberonemusic.com, Lee Austin, and you'll find me there. You'll find the information. You'll see everything about the T-shirts, the necklaces, everything on there, handcrafted necklaces. That you'll be able to purchase. I got T-shirts with Gullah phrases and all that that represent who I am and the style that I represent. And so, like I said, you go to that website, you'll be able to play the music. And while you play the music, it'll automatically start a slideshow for you. It'll show you different merchandise. It'll show you things I'm doing, and then you can also go to my music channel on YouTube, Lee Austin Gullah Soul Music, on YouTube. You can see me on there. Some of the things I'm doing live, I'm out on the fishing bank, or we're inside cooking something, or you know, I'm bringing people in to what I'm doing here at home, and wife is cooking something, or I'm doing something, or whatever, the meals that we're eating, and I'm fishing, like I said, or I'm here and there. Go on there, you can check that out as well on YouTube, Lee Austin Gullah Soul Music.
All right, thank you for that information. So, Lee Austin, I'd like to ask you, what is your motivation? All this energy you have, time in the studio, going fishing, creating new music, your travels. What is your motivation? What keeps you going?
The willingness to achieve, the drive to achieve, you know, and keep doing what I'm doing. It just in me. It's in my system. I can't stop it. So I'm constantly reinventing myself. As you can see, from when I first started out, this is the 11th show I've been with you. And from where I started from to now, I'm reinventing myself.
Right.
But I'm still maintaining the Gullah Soul brand. But I'm reinventing myself in other areas. You know it's me, but I'm, you know, adding some fresh ideas, concepts, and different things like that. So the message of hope, positivity, encouragement, that's what keeps me going, because that's what I love to do. I love to encourage people. I love to enlighten people. I love to just pour into people, and that's what keeps me going. And when I'm pulling from whomever, you know, that gives me the motivation and inspiration to come up with these lyrics or come up with a melody to be able to put things together. And that's what basically keeps me going, is just the willingness to be able to use what God gave me and to pour and to be a blessing to somebody else. Yes.
Have you heard from some of your fans and followers that your music spiritually draws them in?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. On numberonemusic.com, I get emails from fans that tell me that they listen to it, like they listen to certain tracks on there, and they were going through some things, and they listened to this particular piece, and it really encouraged them, and they write me and they email me from all over the world. From all over the world, you know, France, Italy, wherever. I mean, and I let them know how much I appreciate them listening, and how much I appreciate them reaching out to me and telling me how this music touches their lives. And that's what it's about.
Thank you for that information, Lee. So as we move along, what is that ultimate desire for the new singles you have, which you want your fans and followers to get into? What is your ultimate desire?
The ultimate desire for this particular direction is to let them see me more in a more personal way. You know, I know so many people have been following me for so long now, but I wanted to make songs on this particular project. I wanted to make them a little bit more intimate, just a little bit more personal. I want them to really see and feel what I'm feeling, what I'm thinking. Not that I haven't done it before, but I just want to, I want to be just a little bit deeper on this project.
Yeah, you did. You got me. You got me. And it tickles me every time you turn around and you have created new music. It seems like every 3 to 4 months, you have created several new songs. And I'm always willing to, can't wait to take time and listen to them, sit back and listen to them. And you really excite me, and it thrills me how you work. I would like to spin another track. This one is called "What Makes You Beautiful."
Oh wow, man!
That one really made me turn my head. So, what is the story behind this melody you have created?
This particular song came from several persons, from my mom to wife, friends like yourself, people who are very real to me.
Okay.
And so a lot of times society wants people to look at other people for what they look like on the outside.
Right.
But you know, you can be as pretty and as dolled up and as dressed up as you want on the outside, but on the inside, there's nothing really happening that, you know, that makes you beautiful. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's the way society has always taught us, man. You're pretty and stuff, but ain't nothing wrong with that. But you know what? When you have an inner beauty, that's something special right there.
Right.
And so when I'm looking at all of the people who are part of my life in some way, and I can take bits and pieces of all these people and I can create a song just to let y'all know how beautiful you are to me. Yeah.
Aww.
So that's how I came up with the song. Yeah.
Well, I'm getting ready to spin it. You staying at Hot Seat, Lee Austin. We'll be right back. This is What Makes You Beautiful.
Yeah.
Makes you beautiful is the way you show unconditional love. Over and over you prove your love for me. What makes you beautiful is the God that shows up in you, and the way you glorify His holy name. So it's reviving again. You truly encourage my heart. What makes you so beautiful? It's the smile upon your face. You radiate, telling the story from your soul. What makes you beautiful? It is the way say hello to me, so genuine love from your heart. What makes you beautiful is the way you give of yourself so unselfishly. Yes, it's the Christ in you I see. What makes you
Do you have any future events you want to mention?
Well, yeah, I'm listening to Sporty T, man. I'm ready to come that way. So. Yeah, man. You know, hey, I'm ready. We're gonna work this thing out. So I know already. You know, I'm gonna definitely be coming that way. Lord willing, man, I'm gonna get up there and hang out with y'all, man, and be. I mean, I'm really appreciative that he would, you know, give me the opportunity to be on with him, man. This brother, he is large, man. So I was looking at him, man. I said, this brother, he's got it together, man. I mean, you know, he's doing his thing. So I'm very excited about coming that way. We're going to work that out. I don't have anything else on this end because of hurricane season. So
yeah,
that's why I kind of, you know, if things pop up, you know, somebody calls me, then I may go try to, you know, go be a part of what's happening. But as far as scheduling concerts and book, I am open for bookings. But, you know, here on the Gulf Coast, this time of year with the hurricane season, it's sometimes it's so unpredictable. Yeah. But as I get stuff rolling, I'll be sure to come back and so that we can talk about it, so I can let all of these wonderful fans know where I'm going to be at. And definitely when Sporty T gets me up there, I mean, I want to see y'all. I want to see y'all face in the place. So,
yeah, all right.
Know that. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. You hear that, Mr. Sporty T?
Yeah, I hear that. Yeah.
So soon as this crazy season with all this wind and rain and everything is done and over, that's when a lot of events will be starting to show up. And Lee Austin will be ready to come down there to here in Evansville, Indiana, or Louisville, Kentucky.
For sure.
For sure. And thank you for that information. Yeah, thank you for that information, Lee. As we move on with the show here, you are more than welcome, Lee Austin, to give shout-outs to all the lovely people that have supported you in all the years and also in the creation of your new singles here. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I want to give a big shout-out to all of you out there, all of you in my life, that especially with this particular project, especially with What Makes You Beautiful. I've never done a piece like that before, never.
Wow.
And so from my family, mom, wife, all my friends and different ones, you know, all of y'all had a major part in the writing of this song because it's a, like I said, very special song, and I believe it had to be done, And yeah. So, you know, yeah. People know what's on my mind. So I want to give a big shout out to all of you who inspired me to write this. And so, and I want to give a big shout out to Let's Jazz It Up, blogtalkradio.com. Because
yeah.
of the fact that for those of you who are listening, this platform really opened a major, major way for me to commercially get my music heard to the masses. Yes. And because of this platform and the hard work, y'all, let me tell you something. This is my 11th time on this show. So you just can imagine how many times I had to keep reinventing and coming on the show.
Yeah. Yeah.
So all of you can know who I am.
Yeah.
And so you have to put in the work. You have to put in hours. And, man, I tell anybody, I don't know what sleep is. What is that? You know, because I don't know what that is, man. You know, I'm constantly on the grind. The grind is so real. So I'm thankful for this platform, because this platform is actually what helped me catapult myself to where I am now. And so I'm very thankful and grateful to all of you fans out there that has been supportive, listening, sharing, downloading, comments, everything else. I appreciate y'all, and I'm very grateful to your support. Thank you very much.
It's my pleasure, and we're going to give everyone, including myself, we'll give you an applause. And
yes.
That we still continue to speak.
Yes.
So as we almost come to a close, any words of wisdom and advice you want to give to the up-and-coming artists and musicians out there worldwide?
Yeah. Yeah.
What you have to say with any advice?
Yeah, man, keep your grind real, you know, and don't always look for people to validate your gift. You know what I'm saying? You got to believe in what you're doing, you know. And when I'm looking at people like Brenda Moss, Sporty T, I mean, I don't have to go. You see, I don't have to go to people that I don't know that, you know, that I can't reach out to. People have to, you know, we have to learn to start how to encourage one another and support one another, you know. And that's a major part right there. You know, I see people always. And I'm going to say this, because you know me, I'm always going to speak the truth. You know, people will raise the roof for people they don't know. You know, major
true.
Artists out there, and that's fine. But you got people that you do know that's in your area, that you've been knowing practically all your life, and won't even raise the roof for them, won't even share nothing what they're doing. But it's like, you know, and it's like, you know, what is the issue here? You know, and it's like, you know, all the jealousy and the envy. I mean, we can't get nowhere with all that. And the main people, I'm going to say this, the main people always talk about the haters this and the haters that. They're the main ones doing the hating. So it's like, you know, and I've learned that. I've learned that because I see it for myself. So what I do is you have to believe in what you're doing and then, you know, and go do what you're supposed to do. If you know this is what you're supposed to do, man, then do it. And when you got a platform like this right here, and I said before on another program we did, I know people that have radio shows, family members of radio shows, they wouldn't even bring me on. Wow.
Yeah,
jealousy.
I remember when you first came on.
Yeah.
Yes.
Jealousy. And then you didn't know me. You haven't known me all your life. Wouldn't even bring me on their show. I'm speaking real here. You brought me on your show, and see, when you do that, it's like, man, I've been knowing these people around here all my life. You mean tell me I got to go way over yonder in order to get something done? Sometimes you got to do that, y'all.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to come out of your comfort zone.
Yeah, there you go.
Sometimes you got to come out of your comfort zone, and sometimes you got to go, and you got to go where it's at. So this brother here offered me an opportunity to come up there with y'all to do a show. That's where I'm going to be at. If no cat around here don't bring me on nothing, hey, man, I got somewhere I can go. See what
right.
I'm saying? So it's
yeah.
like, you know, we have to learn how to support one another. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, when we do that, man, when all of us can get together as independents, man, and support one another, there's enough money out there for everybody to make. And it's all this. Come on, man. Come on. So it's for all you artists out there, I mean, you know, sometimes you got to spend a little money to get where you need to be at. You know what I'm saying? You got to spend a little money to get on a program, on a radio program, and pay for some spots, and you do that. A lot, you can't get stuff for free, man. I mean, if you get something for free, you're going to end up with really zero, because I've learned this much in business. You got to spend it sometime in order to get where you need to be at. You got to sacrifice something sometime, man. I don't mind doing that to get where I need to be. So, you know, put in the work. You know what I'm saying? Reinvent yourself sometime. Don't come out 2 years from now still sound like you did 10 years ago.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. That's what I learned. I learned that, you know. So this is just some things that I do, a formula that I use to keep me relevant. That's the word right there, to keep me relevant. So 5 years from now, y'all will still, Lord willing, I'm going to still be Lee Austin Gullah Soul Music, but 5 years from now, I'm going to have me a fresh sound.
Yeah.
You know, doing something new. So, you know, that's it right there, y'all. Y'all have to sometimes reinvent yourself and believe in what you're doing. Don't listen to the negativity. Don't
right.
let that bother you. Show them. You can show them better. You can show them better what you can tell them. That's what I was taught. Show them better what you can tell them. And so that I wanted to leave that with y'all out there. Be encouraged. You know, chase after your dream. Accomplish what you set out to do, and let's get it done. Let's get it.
All right. Lee Austin, everyone. Words of advice. Check him out.
Man.
Follow him on his website and on his social media. Email him a message. And he's all on Facebook there. And thank you all for listening. I would like to end the show with Song of Solomon Soliloquy. And she said...
Soliloquy? Yes. Soliloquy, yeah.
What's the story behind that melody right there?
The story behind that melody, I was reading a Song of Solomon one day, and that brother in there, that man that was talking to his woman, his wife, the brother was saying some deep stuff in there. And so I wanted to take that concept and create a conversation for myself to express love and intimacy as you know, as a husband and wife. And
right.
so that's how I came up with this melody, and she said it. So people just have to fill in the blank, use your imagination, what did she say? So I left it like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. Well, I have three other tracks I'm going to play also to end the show with. Song of Solomon 4:16, Thankful, and The Chill Zone. What's the story behind Thankful and The Chill Zone?
Thankful is a just basically reflecting upon God's goodness.
Right.
Where he brought me from and, you know, what I could have been, but I didn't turn out to be, you know, and I mean in a negative way. So he changed my life around, you know, because I decided to stop acting foolish and get my life together and get my mind right. And so this song is basically a song about just being thankful, you know, reflecting upon his goodness. And I believe all of us need to do that. You know, just think about how good he's been to us. So that's basically simply what this song is about.
Okay. And the Chill Zone?
The Chill Zone is basically what it is, you know, a little quiet time.
Right.
A little quiet time with, you know, with your mate. And so that's basically what this song is about. Just a little kickback time.
Okay. And Song of Solomon 4:16.
Yeah.
Okay. Song of Solomon 4:16.
Yes, that's the same. It's the same one. I just put the Chill Zone as a you know, as an afterthought to that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Mm-hmm. Well, I want to thank you for taking out your time and creating this showcase. This is our 11th episode together.
Yeah.
Lee Austin He's my friend, forever friend in the music industry. Check him out online where his music is streaming. And thank you, Lee Austin. You know you're always welcome to come back on this platform and show your stuff and let them know who you are and show your music and your creation. I love your artwork. I love your creativity and your work ethic. You keep doing what you're doing and stay motivated. And thank you for keeping our friends and fans out there energized and spiritual. Welcome to come back next time. And thank you, Lee.
I sure will. Thank you.
You have a blessed evening. And thank everyone for calling in and listening. Thank you for your support for Let's Jazz It Up, Blog Talk Radio. This is Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva, signing out for Let's Jazz It Up. Thank you, everyone, and good night.
Delightful is your love, my sister, my bride. How much more pleasing is your love than wine, and the fragrance of your perfume than any spice. Your lips drop sweetness as the honeycomb, my bride. Milk and honey are under your tongue. The fragrance of your garments is like that of Lebanon. And she said,
I love your cheer.
chill is so beautiful. Yeah. And right about now, you looking so extravagant. You and your chill. You even have a beautiful mind. Yeah, and I can appreciate that too. Yeah, you got me all tingling inside. Yeah, your chill.
I love your chill.
You're looking extravaganza.
I love your chill.
Girl, your vibe is so, so chill.
I love your chill.
Your ambiance is so chill.
I love your chill.
Yeah.
I love your chill.
I love your chill.
I love your chill.
Girl, I'm all into you.
I love your chill.
And your chill. Your vibe.
I love your chill.
I love your chill.
I love your chill. I love your chill.
Your chill, your vibe.
I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful, truly grateful. And I bless the Lord at all times. I'm so thankful. I'm truly thankful, truly grateful. And I bless the Lord at all times. I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful, yes I am. Truly grateful. And I bless the Lord at all times. I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful, yes I am. Truly grateful. Brought me living water. Gave me life to my weary.
What a wonderful change. Yeah.
Brought me sunshine. When the world treats me so cold.
Yeah, it gets like that sometimes, but I know you're with me.
You gave me a reason to live. When I felt like giving up.
Jesus Christ is the reason I live right now. Yeah.
You changed this heart.
No longer the way I was, but I'm a new man. Yeah.
I keep my eyes on you.
I'm not gonna take my eyes off of you, Lord. Keep my eyes on
never
you.
Never steer me wrong.
Your pathway is righteousness and holiness.
My faith's in you, Lord.
All my faith is in you. I know you won't fail.
Your soul power keeps me strong.
And you just keep pouring into me.
Yeah,
I thank you.
I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful. Truly grateful. And I bless the Lord at all times. I'm so thankful. Truly grateful. Healing. When sickness had a hold on me.
You touched my body and healed me and raised me from my sick bed.
Lord, you're on time.
Always on time. Yes.
And you gave me the victory.
The word of God says I'm more than a conqueror. That's right.
Your yoke is easy. So light.
Yeah, and that's word right there, that's word.
I live in darkness no longer. I walk in your marvelous light.
Because whom the Son set free is free indeed.
I keep my eyes on you.
I'm not gonna take my eyes off of you.
You never steer me wrong.
Your path is righteousness and holiness.
Your soul power keeps me strong.
You just keep pouring into me. I thank
yeah,
you, Lord.
I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful. Truly grateful. I bless you at all times. I'm so thankful.
I'm so thankful.
Ooh, I'm so